Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast. Brought to you by Ali Wiley. Hello, today I'm presenting OBE letter number 4, thanks to Bob Peterson at www.robertpeterson.org. OBE letter 4. Dear Astral Traveller, hello, how are you doing? Good, I hope. Have you been practicing? Well, I hope you have. But I do practice and nothing ever happens, you say. Well, don't get discouraged. I practiced for about 2 months before I had my first out-of-body experience. And that first OBE didn't happen during practice. It happened on a day when I wasn't able to practice. It was a sporadic OBE. The next one happened over a month later. The first 2 months of OBE practice, however, yielded some very interesting and valuable results. All kinds of weird psychic stuff happened to me during my practice time. It had its ups and downs, some really scary experiences, but also some really neat ones. And I learned a lot about myself, and although I got very discouraged with it all, it eventually helped me to become the astral traveller that I am, and it will help you too. Now, I suppose you're wondering what the scary things were I encountered. Well, I don't really want you to be frightened out of practice, but I also don't want you to be unprepared. During practice, I would feel pokes and prods. Sometimes it felt as if a warm hand was being placed on my body. I even felt a few pinches on my butt. Swear to God, I jumped about 3 feet, but nothing bad ever happened to me. What did I do about it? When I would get too frightened, I would quit practicing for the night and try to get some sleep after I calmed down. Sometimes I got so frightened that I'd stop practicing for a few days or a week. But my insatiable curiosity always brought me back to my main goal, astral projection, and I did reach my goal, and so can you. I think there was a good reason for all the frightening experiences. They helped me get over my fear. I was forced to face my fears and conquer them one by one, especially my fear of the unknown. I suppose conquering fear of the unknown was a big step in my OBE development. Robert Munro said that fear is the biggest barrier to astral projection. Once you are able to conquer that fear, you'll be a much happier person. However frightening OBE practice might be, the actual OBEs themselves aren't frightening. Rather, they are very peaceful and happy, not frightening at all. I've only had 2 OBEs in which I didn't feel safe. 2 out of hundreds isn't bad statistics. The first one, I felt unsafe because I was surrounded by a bunch of dirty-looking people who looked like they were going to ambush me. I still felt peaceful and not frightened. I just let myself gently float backward and into my body again, and I came to just fine. The second unsafe experience was also not frightening at all. I just heard a voice commanding me to say words in a language I didn't understand. Naturally, I didn't say those words because I didn't trust the voice I heard. So you see, I felt unsafe for only 2 OBEs, but still, I've never had a frightening out-of-body experience. I've always felt very peaceful and usually calm and happy. OBEs are only frightening to people who have them by accident or think they have died. They don't understand what's going on, and it's not the OBE that's frightening, but rather fear of the unknown. The fact that they are put into unfamiliar surroundings with new laws seems to frighten them. We don't have to be afraid of OBEs because we don't understand the rules. We create our own reality. The same goes on the astral plane, except we aren't limited by our bodies or gravity or any physical limitations. It's really great fun. Then again, all of life can be fun if you have the right attitude, don't you think? I mean, instead of being so serious all the time, every once in a while, take a step back and look at the silly things that happen to us in everyday life. And look at how serious we take it all. You must eventually die one day, right? So when you're dead, does it matter how many checks you bounced in life, or how many times you forgot to call your mother on Mother's Day? Nothing in this world is as important as how we feel about it. Attitude makes a difference. Remember, pessimists create their own realities as well as optimists. Now I'd like to suggest a little exercise to try right now. The next time you practice, close your eyes and relax as completely as you can. Then spend a few seconds trying to determine where your consciousness is seated. Does your consciousness seem to be in the center of your head, or perhaps somewhere between the eyes? Pretend your consciousness is seated in the center of your head. Visualize a tiny pinpoint of light at that point, in the center of your head. You don't have to be exact about the location. If you're not comfortable with where you have a visualization, Move your visualization until you are comfortable with it. Take a few seconds to just visualize that pinpoint of light as clearly as you can. Then visualize a point of light moving down towards the base of the brain. Move it about 3 inches down, then slowly move it back to its original position. Do this visualization a couple of times. Anyway, I hope you find this exercise enjoyable. I've actually used this visualization to escape my body a couple of times. It can also induce some other neat effects. Well, I should be going now, but take care and remember to practice. Bob. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to visit Ali's Astral Lounge at www.astralprojectionlounge.com. See you there.